With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. North Carolina and other states in the southeast still trying to recover from a bomb cyclone that dumped inches of snow over the weekend. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein.
DOT has 2,500 people out working overtime to try to clear as much snow today as they can. But our fear is that with temperatures staying below freezing today and much of tomorrow, many roads will be bad in many places across the state for days to come. We have a lot of miles of road in North Carolina, so it's going to take some time. And we're asking for your patience as our teams work around the clock to clear the roads.
And one of the strangest aspects of this winter storm is just how it's cold it has made the Sunshine State. National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center meteorologist David Roth says the chilly weather did reach Florida.
The Keys couldn't get out of the 50s yesterday. This is after starting... they had temperatures in the teens and 20s and low to mid 30s, even in South Florida. And there were 40s in the Keys yesterday. It happened again this morning.
And officials say that slightly warmer weather could begin to melt some of that snow as soon as today, but they say don't expect it to be gone soon. The European Union's foreign policy chief is rejecting calls for a Europe-wide army.
Speaking at the Oslo Security Conference in Norway, EU foreign policy chief Kaja Kallas said,
if you have, like, the European army and then you have the NATO, then, you know, the ball just falls between the chairs, and this is extremely, extremely dangerous.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte recently stated that Europe is incapable of defending itself without U.S. military support. He said Europe would have to more than double current military spending targets to be able to do so. I'm Karen Chamas.
And this is SRN News. Another hospital has made the decision to get out of the transgender business. Michael Harrington explains.
This one is in Washington State. Officials at MultiCare Mary Bridge Hospital have announced they will no longer give puberty-blocking drugs to children nor perform surgeries on them in order to help them live as the opposite sex. MultiCare joins a growing list of hospitals that are getting out of the transgender business under threat from the Trump administration. The president has vowed to cut federal funding to any facility that promotes transgenderism to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas State Board of Education has delayed voting on a proposed list of required books for K-12 students. The decision came after discussions about the religious focus of some of those materials. Republican board members say they see the religious materials as historically significant. Parents, they note, can opt children out of any readings that they feel they're uncomfortable with. This is SRN News. British politician Peter Mandelson facing pressure to quit the House of Lords over Jeffrey Epstein ties.
He was recently Britain's ambassador to Washington, but his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein cost him that post. Now Peter Mandelson is facing demands he come clean about his relationship with the late sex offender.
The Westminster Dog Show enters its final judging phase today and tomorrow.
Big or small, sleek or shaggy, they're all trying for the top prize at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in its milestone 150th year. Judging happens Monday and Tuesday in New York. Best in Show is awarded Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden. Winners get a title, a ribbon, a trophy, but no cash. Some 2,500 dogs from 212 breeds and varieties are signed up to compete. Every competing dog comes in as a title champion.
That is correspondent Julie Walker reporting more on these stories at SRNnews.com.